For all your inside backstage information, listen to Access Spotlight.
Welcome back to Access Bodybuilding with me, Aaron Singer, and my co-host, the compatriot in crime, Christina Liberatore. Christina, what's in the news for this week?
LA Fit Expo this weekend, Dorian interview on London Real, Nicole Wilkins, Latona, and Tesori naked, Jamie Eason prego, new J Color ad, Juan Morel married in the Dominican Republic, Lee Priest new tattoo, all this week and more on Access Bodybuilding.
Well, Christina, we'll start right off with the first on our list. This is we got a bunch of little blurbs basically this week. Nothing huge happened in bodybuilding, as this is not a we're still in the off season and in the depths of the off season, approaching the Arnold. We're about 45 days from the Arnold, I'd say.
Yeah, everyone's having their. I follow Candace Keynes. She always puts up her 45 days, 44. I think we're at 44 days or something now until the Arnold.
She's literally counting them down, huh?
She is. She does. I think on Instagram, she's known for doing that. So that's funny. Good. It keeps me in check. I know how long I have till we go.
I guess that makes sense. I mean, it's a big contest. I have Darren Charles in my gym, and I see him training every day, you know, and he's doing, I don't think that he ever imagined he'd be doing the Arnold again. So I know he's excited about it, but I asked him how many days and he has no idea. I was like, oh man, I would expect him to be like 44 days. Like
maybe just because he's a man.
What's that?
I think it's because he's a man.
He's a man. Maybe.
You men.
And he's done a lot of these things. So I guess it's not as exciting maybe for Darren. I don't know. Who knows? But anyway, the Fit Expo is in Los Angeles, California. This is the January 19th through the 20th in the LA Convention Center. And this show, the Expo, originally broke off from the Ironman, which is both this and that is put on by John Balick, the promoter of the show, but also the publisher of Ironman Magazine. And you know, they've got bodybuilding.com has picked up a big time. I think they're the title sponsor of the Fit Expo. But this used to be attached to the Ironman, which is the bodybuilding show that's been around for forever. And what was it, 3 years ago, I think now. This will be the third year without the Ironman. And it seems like the Fit Expo has succeeded on its own, you know?
It is pretty big. I have never been. Have you gone before?
Yeah, I went once when it was the Ironman, and then I went once by itself for the first year. And when the first year came around, everybody was very unsure what would happen. You know, I guess whenever you remove the staple of the event, the bodybuilding show itself, it's kind of like, what are you left with? You know, just an expo with nothing really happening. And John Balick did a good job of, you know, bringing in MMA and some other stuff. They had strongman stuff. And so it ended up being a very successful event from my perspective. Anyway, I worked, the ALRI booth at the time, and I had a live radio show from the booth, and it seemed like a pretty good success. And I think the following year was even more successful. And I know that the people from Flex walked around and were shocked at the amount of people, because that was the first year of the Flex Pro in Los Angeles, and they were, you know, obviously they were hoping to get that kind of response for their own show.
Yeah, I was going to ask if they do any sort of competitions during the weekend. I know there's no bodybuilding show, but if they do any sort of, you know, model search or strongman competition, because I think if you still do that, a lot of people will still turn out, even if they're not, you know, huge fanatics. If they know people are competing, they'll still come and support them. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know the bodybuilding, bodybuilding.com does some kind of the spokesperson contest. That's where Steve Cook won the first one. Jennifer Rankin and Steve Cook. I was there for that one, I think. That was the one I was there
okay,
for.
Gotcha.
And so I know bodybuilding.com does that. And it's a big event. You know, if you're in that area, you know, and you're into working out and fitness, and especially if you're into the industry at all, you know, this is the place to be. It's the biggest fitness expo on the West Coast. So
nice.
Yeah. So that's what's going on this weekend in LA. I will not be there. I know you won't be there, but we are sending the big sexy Louis Yerdell for RX Muscle, who'll be doing some interviews at the booth.
Nice.
And stuff.
Very nice.
So check out RX. We'll still cover it, you know.
Yeah.
So next on our list, Christina, is the Dorian Yates interview on London Real. And I'd never heard of the show. Have you heard of London Real before?
You know, when I was reading this, it sounded familiar, but I don't know where I had ever heard it from.
It's like a podcast. They have like a video interviews and stuff. And apparently, you know, they're based in London, and I guess they're doing this kind of like a reality type thing, interviews and stuff for different cities. This is the first time I really heard of it. You're right. The name sounded familiar, but I didn't really know what it was.
Yeah.
And so I saw this interview, and very in-depth interview. I didn't even listen to it. I'm in full... being completely honest, I lasted through about 45 minutes of the interview, and it's about a 2-hour interview with Dorian. And I don't think that I've ever seen and I will watch the rest of it, but I got interrupted. The baby interrupted me, and baby comes before Dorian Yates. So it was very in-depth interview, talking about his how he got into bodybuilding, what bodybuilding means to him. And it was a really, actually, from what I saw of the first 45 minutes, it was a really cool video. I've never seen anything done quite like that before, where so much time is given to sitting there and talking to a Mr. Olympia like that.
Was it, you know, like webcam interview, or was it they were actually sitting down in person with Dorian interviewing him on camera?
So they do it in an interesting way. That's a good question. You they sit down and they have three cameras. It looks like three webcams, but they're all sitting there in the same room. So you have on the one screen, you see Dorian's face and the two hosts' faces, and they're all sitting there next to each other. But it looks like three webcams, which I actually don't, if it were me, I wouldn't do it like that, because if you're all sitting in the same room, you know, it seems like there's better ways to do it. But that's how, for whatever reason, that's how they like to do it. Maybe it's simpler like that.
Maybe, possibly, because if they're using webcams, you know, maybe it just less editing needed, possibly.
Right, exactly. Because like the way that you would want to do it, right, is with two or three cameras, and then after the fact, you would edit the back and forth for who's talking. But
right, but I think with this way, it's probably easier to do it.
Yeah, that. I would bet, especially if you're doing a 2-hour interview.
You know, exactly. You don't want to go back and forth if you're not getting, you know, documentary type money to do it.
Right, right. So so anyway, it was really good, and I actually will recommend it. I think it's LondonReel.com or LondonReel.tv. Excuse me. You go there and check it out. Some of the other interviews they did look pretty interesting too, but. The people on the internet were complaining. I read some of the boards saying he didn't talk enough about steroid stuff. Most people, other than the bodybuilding industry, nobody knows or cares how many milligrams Dorian Yates took of this or that. So I don't know why people expected to see that, you know, in the interview, but, I from what I saw, I loved it. I thought it was great.
I think too, talking too much about the drugs may not have been a good idea anyway. I
mean, no, who wants to, that, no, I mean, that's, that,
you know. We already know. I mean, it's not like it's a secret. We already know, and I'm sure it's a lot, but I don't really care to know the numbers. I mean, some people may be interested. I mean, maybe I'd be interested to know if he was just going to put it out there, but I wouldn't be specifically pissed off if he, you know, negated that information, because it's not a surprise.
Yeah, exactly. Not to mention, if this is going to be for the masses, they already think that it's all about steroids. So, you know, does he really want to make that even more of a in their mind? I would think I would think that he would want to do the opposite, and right. You know, and from what I saw, it looked like he does. So I liked it. I encourage, if people are interested in Dorian Yates, I would be I think that it's almost required listening, because I don't think that I've ever seen him do anything like that with anybody else. And it's not like there's a lot of opportunity, because he's with MD. So if MD doesn't do it, you know, it'll never be done.
He was able to still do this even though he's with MD?
Yeah, because it's mainstream, you know, like it has nothing. I mean, I think that like if, you know, Ronnie Coleman does a TV show in Asia, you know, he goes on these game shows and stuff like that. I don't think that it applies, you know, as long as it's not a bodybuilding competitive site, you know.
I know sometimes there are certain contracts that say that, where it's like an exclusive media where they aren't allowed to talk to anyone else. So sometimes... that's why I was just curious, because I have heard that some people can't do other big mainstream things without getting it approved.
Yeah.
Beforehand, but yeah, maybe the MD, you know, contracts are a little different than what I've seen.
Right. Maybe. Obviously, I mean, I'm sure it was okay. I'm sure he checked it out first.
Yeah.
Next on our list is Body of Work, which is a collection of 36 pictures of some physiques. There's a bunch of people, but some of the people that you will recognize, that the guys out there listening and girls, Nicole Wilkins, obviously a former Miss Olympia, Amanda Latona, Bikini, and Kathleen, Tesori, who is like Tesori, the bodybuilding .com representative, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I know that Craig Capruso, the, you know, physique pro with bodybuilding.com was on there. There's a couple other guys, Nick Scott, the
wheelchair dude,
guy was in there too. It's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. You know, it's, everyone's completely naked. I think the only one that wasn't was Nick Scott in like a couple photos.
I was wondering about that. Why has Nick Scott to get to wear underwear?
I don't know. He's just that cool. He gets to dictate what's going on.
I guess. I don't know. It seems like if you're going to wear the underwear, this is not the one for you.
Did you think it was artistic? Did you think it was cool? Did you think it was inappropriate? What did you think about it?
I liked it. I mean, I think the shots are neat, you know what I mean? And I think it'll be really interesting to hear what a normal non-industry person would think of these pictures, because like I like to show them to my mom and see if she thinks they're cool or if the women are attractive or if it's ugly because it's too much. But I thought it was cool. I mean, obviously you don't guys out there are probably getting excited. You don't see any boobs or butt or there's no, it's not X-rated. They're all covered up, but you get
there's
to see.
There's a little butt.
Yeah. There's a little butt. Not a lot of butt.
Not a whole lot though. There's no boob. Maybe a little side boob, but that's it. You're not going to, you know, get excited watching it.
No. They do it. They make it very tasteful. My favorite one out of the three was Amanda Latona. She looked the best for whatever reason to me out of these girls.
I did think hers was good. There was another girl that I think is, she's not a fitness pro, but I think she's an NPC fitness competitor, something like that. But she was doing some pretty cool fitness routine, you know, type strength moves. I thought those were pretty sweet, personally.
I have to check those out.
I forgot her name. I was looking at it yesterday. But yeah, you guys love to check it out. It is pretty cool. I think it's got a big response, too.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. And then they let the company that they're sponsored by is also promoted. So like Nicole Wilkins has her little Metrics logo and Amanda Latona has the BSN logo. So they and so on and so forth. So it's pretty cool. You know, I'm sure that the companies are all for this because it's if a lot of people look at it, you know, good to have the logo on there and your athlete.
Well, yeah. And just to clarify in the notes, I said Nicole Wilkins, Latona and Tesori naked. This is what we're talking about. Well, I didn't say body of work in the notes. So this is part of them being naked.
Yes, of course. Just
to clarify.
That's the byline that gets people to. That's going to be on the show, on the description of the show, and people are like, "What is this about?" You know, so
yeah, exactly.
You know how it works. You know how we do it.
That's how we roll.
Yeah. So that is that, Christina, and let's go to commercial break. Like I said, this is a little bit of a quicker show, and we'll be back in just a minute with the rest of the stories for the week.
Got it.
Tad the Diet Coach, contest prep guru for bodybuilding, bikini, physique, and figure. Go to TadTheDietCoach.com, an expert on nutrition and exercise science with over 20 years' experience in fitness and bodybuilding. Tad the Diet Coach offers a complete scientific and individually focused contest prep or a full off-season plan that is custom-tailored for your own unique needs. This kind of diet coaching is a premium coaching service that includes weekly conference calls, individually based diet and supplement plans, specific cardio and workout schedules, and constant contact during the contest prep or off-season process. Tad the Diet Coach, author of the Diet Recipe Cookbook, and also the creator of the Coach's Choice Whey Protein Isolate, which is the absolute best-tasting premier isolate on the market. Tad the Diet Coach will get you to the next level. Go now to TadTheDietCoach.com or send an email to info@TadTheDietCoach.com. Quest Bars from Quest Nutrition is Dave Palumbo's favorite protein bar. It's the only bar that's not simply a candy bar in disguise. There's no sugar or sugar alcohols, no soy, and zero trans fat. Quest Bars contain only the highest grade protein from whey and milk protein isolates. Quest Bars are also the lowest carb bar available, only 4 to 5 grams, and they all come from nuts. Quest Bars are also gluten-free. Quest Bars were specifically made for people who are serious about their physiques and who want the highest quality ingredients. Best of all, they taste great. Learn more about Quest Bars by visiting questproteinbar.com and try them out for yourself. Check out questproteinbar.com now. Iron Mag Labs is the leading supplement company offering the most hardcore pro-anabolic supplements. Visit ironmaglabs.com and check out our top-selling products. Asta RX, Halo Extreme, Sinustain RX, E-Control RX, Decadrol Max, Ultramale RX. Iron Mag Labs makes supplements that actually work. No hype, no BS, just real results. There's a reason you keep hearing about Iron Mag Labs. Come see what you're missing. Visit Iron Mag Labs at ironmaglabs.com for the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements.
P28 High Protein Bread is the official bread of RX Muscle. Are you looking to incorporate more protein into your meals or just want to enjoy bread again? Then look no further. Try the 100% natural P28 High Protein Bread. P28 High Protein Bread is a formulated revolutionary breakthrough product. Packed with whey protein isolate, 14 grams of protein per slice, 12 grams of carbs, 8 essential amino acids, and made with 100% whole wheat. Fear bread no more. Build a better body with P28. Order today at highproteinbread.com. P28 is also now available at bodybuilding.com and many other retailers. Order now. Highproteinbread.com. P28 Bread. RX Muscle approved.
So are you from Australia, paying far too much for supplements with the inflating whey and amino prices? Why not check out the all-new RX Muscle Australia for the latest Australian and worldwide content and coverage. While you're there, check out Bulk Nutrient Supplement Store, the official supplement store for RX Muscle Australia. You can visit Bulk Nutrients at bulknutrients.com.au, your one-stop shop. And also check out the all-new rxmuscle.com.au. RX Muscle Australia, the truth in Australia. Bodybuilding.
RXMuscle.com. Now you have a place to turn when you want the truth on bodybuilding, diet, and exercise. Up to the minute news and more. Visit the RXMuscle.com forums featuring celebrity Q&As with IFBB professional athletes, top amateurs, and the brightest minds in the industry. Listen to our weekly radio shows, including Heavy Muscle Radio, Muscle Girls Inc., After Hours, and more. Contest coverage, videos, even our own social networking site, RX Muscle Place. Visit RXMuscle.com.
All right, Christina, we're back for a commercial break. We got a few more stories to go, and the first one is Jamie Eason pregnant. And I actually didn't know this till I don't know if she just recently announced it, but I was told yesterday that that she was pregnant, and I looked it up, and yeah, true enough, she is pregnant. I see a little picture on her Facebook of her very, very, very mini baby bump, and she is 12 weeks pregnant already. So we're late to the story.
Well, I think it's one of those things women need to make sure they don't make the huge announcements until they, you know, get past a certain point. A lot of women will wait until the first trimester a lot of times, you know.
Yeah, we waited a while before we announced it because we wanted to make sure. Actually, you know what? We waited 12 weeks, actually. We waited exactly 12 weeks the first.
Yeah, you know, too many people, and I've had girlfriends experience this, they make the big announcement, and then they unfortunately end up having a miscarriage or something. And someone like, you know, Jamie, when she's such a public figure, you can't. You know, you don't want that to happen, of course, and you definitely don't want it to be in the, you know, spotlight if that unfortunately does happen to you. So it makes sense that she would wait this long, you know, to make the announcement, I think. I'm excited for her, though. I think she's going to be, like, the cutest little pregnant girl ever.
I bet. She is, since she's over 35 years old, she mentions that she is in a higher risk category, and that may have played a role in not mentioning it till now.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, I'm sure.
And she actually hasn't, she was saying she hasn't been able to work out. Because of that, the higher risk factor, and she's just about to start getting back to the gym. So, the pictures of it's funny because the pictures of that she posted of her just recently with the baby bump, she still looks like she's working out in these pictures. Still has
delts and probably her version of a baby bump is someone's version of like normal off season. You know what I mean? Yeah.
She has a little bit of a bloat from eating too much.
That's exactly. Like, that's like post show rebound or something. But for her, it's, you know, I'm 12 weeks pregnant, which is good for her because she's going to look great, I think. And, you know, I don't think anyone doubts that she'll get right back to her, you know, regular old self after she has a baby. So
no, I totally agree. I think that, you know, me and I don't know if you remember, but PJ and I did the little spoof of her crying, the video.
Yes.
And of course you remember. And since then we've made up and stuff. At least I think we have. So good.
Did you formally apologize to her?
No. Are you kidding? What would I apologize for? We were just being funny. There was no malicious intent whatsoever.
I was just asking. That's all.
No, we didn't apologize. No.
Okay. Definitely not. That's all.
I think that the people who saw the video got madder than she did. I think that she has a sense of humor and she realized we were, you know, just poking fun.
Hopefully. Yeah. You're probably right.
All right. Next is our new Jay Cutler ad. You know, we like to stay abreast of everything Cutler. And actually, interestingly enough, I went to the I got invited to the BPI headquarters yesterday, and I spent the day with Jay and the owner and my friend Whitney Reed over there at the BPI headquarters. So I got to see I got to see all the products. I got a bunch of products, and they got to hang out with Jay. They got a great gym at the they have a full big size gym inside of the warehouse, and the offices there are very impressive. And
are they based out of Florida?
Yeah, they're based about 20 minutes from my house. So.
Oh, nice. Ended up,
yeah, everything is based around here, which is good for me. You know, all these companies are right around here, but this particular story is about this ad that Whitney sent me, that's going to be in all the magazines. And an ad shows Jay Cutler, and it says, it's a very impressive picture of Jay Cutler. And he says, this is my shadow, and it shows the shadow behind him. There's only room for one guy in it, and I'm done playing Santa. No more gifts. That's what it says.
Ooh, trash talk.
Trash talk in the ad. I love it. I loved it.
I like that. Nice little innuendo.
Absolutely. And, you know, so I thought back to myself when I saw it, you know, first thing I did was tell him that I thought it was great. But I thought back, you know, when have we seen an ad like this? It's been, I can't remember another ad where, you know, this is going to be in every single magazine, from Muscle and Fitness straight on down to MD, to every fitness workout magazine that's calling somebody out like this. I love that they're starting a little bit of a rivalry, you know, maybe a friendly rivalry since these guys are buddies, but I like the strategy.
I personally like this. We've talked about this before with trash talking in the industry and even among the gurus and stuff. You know, when you see something like that, you need that. It's friendly competition. These guys don't really hate each other. Deep down, are they wanting to slaughter them on the stage? Well, of course, because that's, you don't ever prep for a show to take second place. You always want to win. So, I mean, in that respect, I like this stuff, because, and it's not that I, you know, dislike Phil and like Jay Moore or anything like that. I like this stuff just because it adds some friendly competition.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I'm all for it.
And keeps you on your toes.
Yeah, absolutely. It makes it interesting. I mean, what makes bodybuilding, you know, unfortunately, the contest itself and everything can be pretty boring, you know? So the thing that makes bodybuilding interesting to me is the stories and the characters and the part of the stories and the characters, you know, on a good season is you have some rivalry, you know?
Sure.
And so this is a good thing, and it's good for the Olympia contest and for bodybuilding in general. So I'm all for it. And I can tell you firsthand from talking to Jay, I think that he's going to have dinner with Phil this weekend. So, I mean, like, they're still buddies, you know?
That's good.
Hopefully they'll be able to stay buddies after this. I know that Jay is...
maybe when Phil sees this ad, they won't be. He's going to cancel dinner.
Well, I can tell you for sure that Jay is extremely competitive. So it depends. I think a lot of their friendship continuing depends on how Phil handles himself. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Like, I think that if he got real cocky and stuff, I don't know if Jay would be able to handle that. I think Jay would be like, okay, get out of here, you know?
Maybe.
We'll see.
He's that kind of guy.
Who knows? Anyway, next story on our list is the Juan Morell marriage. Now, Juan actually was already married. This is news in the fact that they went and officially did it in the Dominican Republic. They did it at the courthouse before, and I actually did a whole thing on it at in Muscle Mag, and we wrote something up on the boards and everything. But his wife and him, she goes by Diesel Dolls. You can find her all over Twitter and everything else. She sells Diesel Dolls clothing. Karen Morell now was McCannany or something like that.
It's before. Close. I can't get it either.
But it's Karen Morell now, so that's what's important. So what ended up happening was they did this wedding kind of like spur of the moment, basically, at the courthouse. And I know that both of them wanted to do a more official, I guess, traditional wedding. And they actually decided to do a destination wedding. And Juan invited myself and Darielle to go too. Unfortunately, with the baby, you know, it's tough to organize that. And we didn't have a whole lot of time. So I wasn't able to go. But Dennis James, I saw, was there with his wife, Sid. And, of course, he had family there. And it looked awesome. They had a wedding on beautiful beaches of Dominican Republic. And it really looked it looked super special. So big congratulations to them.
Yeah, definitely. You know, it's... I was confused at first when I saw that they were getting married, because I was thinking, wait, I thought they already were married. And so then, yeah, I did a little bit of research on my own, and I realized that this was like a second wedding almost, like a second wedding for them. So yeah, the pictures look great. I mean, I was jealous. I mean, look freaking beautiful. Beautiful out there. I'm like, man, my Vegas wedding, I think I need a destination wedding. I think I'm going to pitch that to the mister and see what he says. But it did look beautiful. But yeah, just to make sure everyone knows, it wasn't like a second wedding or anything like that, or second marriage for any of them, though.
Yeah, the pictures, like you said, really were beautiful. And I would have loved to have gone. Unfortunately, you know, with when you have a kid, as you will find out one day, it's like having your dogs. Actually, it's kind of similar. You got two dogs.
Yeah.
Everything needs to be kind of planned to some degree around the dogs, and when you leave in the country, that's even more difficult. So
a lot of times, grandparents are much more susceptible to being happy to watch a baby.
That's true. Maybe dogs are harder.
Pit bulls. That's not quite as fun. So yeah,
you're right.
You may have it easier. I don't know.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. You may be right on that. So, so anyway, I want to wish them big congratulations. And Juan is one hell of a nice guy, and Karen is a great girl. So that's two very, very good people in our industry. So. If you get a chance to go up and say hi to Juan, definitely go up, talk to him, and you'll find him to be a very, very nice guy.
For sure.
Last on our list, Christina, is not my favorite person, I'll admit, but the tattoos are so crazy that Lee Priest got. I feel like, I don't usually like to mention him because, like I said, he's not my favorite guy, and he doesn't really compete anymore, so you don't hear, he doesn't have to make news very often, but this tattoo, I'm not a tattoo guy to begin with, I'll admit. So let me go to you first, since I know you like tattoos probably more than me. What did you think of his tattoo? Did you get a look at the picture?
Yeah, I think they're pretty cool.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, you got to remember, this dude's got a tattoo on his face. So, I mean, he couldn't get a small or sissy tattoo. I mean,
you like the zebra stripes, huh?
You can't get something real small and girly when you look like that. I mean, I'm not saying look like that in a bad way. I'm saying, you already have a tatted up face. It would be like, Mike Tyson just getting like a little bitty armband or like tribal band. You can't do that. So I think this fits him personally. And I don't think it looks that bad. I can't really read what it says. It looks like it's in like German or...
I think he covered up. I know what you're talking about. I think that tattoo has been there for a long time. These zebra stripes were put on top of the other tattoos. So it kind of... I think that, they tried to make it go around the wording, but that wording has been there for a while, and I'm reading it, trying to look at it now. It looks like it says,
I can't.
It's a Puganot. It's a Puganot, it says. I don't know.
I don't think it looks that bad. You don't like it?
No, I don't like it. I don't like it. And maybe it's because I don't like the person, but I'm trying to look at it. I put it on the RX Muscle board. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it is like tasteful or whatever, but... To me, what I like? Like, I do like some tattoos. And, I like some of the tribal stuff. If it's done correctly, like the, when you do a full sleeve and stuff, this is different. How this is like a...
You probably like, you're like, okay, if you're going to get a tattoo, just do like a full sleeve of a bunch of cool shit.
I like that. Yeah, I like some of the Japanese stuff people have done, with like the geishas and like the dragon shit. Those are kind of cool sometimes. And flowers. Like, I could see something like that.
I think it's just because you don't like Lee Priest.
I don't know, though. But look at the... This is what I'm... You may be right. Look, you may be right. I'm not saying for sure that's incorrect. But, I don't like the shading. Like, I don't know why... If you just do it all black. Like, I don't like how it's like... Like, I don't know. What do I know? What do I know about tattoos? For all I know, everybody's going to say on the word that they love it. But I'm not a fan of of this tattoo. But then again, I wouldn't have got the face tattoo either. So,
That's what I'm saying. Like, when you got a face tattoo, you can't... I mean, what do you expect?
See, the difference is, like, the face tattoo is like I don't know if I'm even saying it right. It's like a Maori, like, Islander, tribal kind of tattoo. Like, that's not as bad. Like, that shape and the kind of design, like the warrior kind of tattoos, like... I could see that better. Like, Lee Thompson has a tattoo, not the face tattoo, but he has a similar one on his shoulders that go all the way down his arms and his back and his chest and everything. And it actually looks pretty cool. Like, if you see it, you're like, oh, it looks cool. But it's not like shaded like this. These are like, it's like black. You know what I mean? Like, there's either color there or there's not. So I don't
get
know.
I get what you're saying. It looks like there may actually be some color in there.
I don't like
some of it. It looks like there's possibly some red.
Yeah. I don't like that. Who knows? What do I know? I'm like critiquing it like I'm a tattoo expert.
Until you get a face tattoo, you can't talk about it.
I guess you're right. I guess I need to get a face tattoo to have any kind of credibility on this.
Exactly.
I have no tattoos, so what do I? That's what I mean. I know nothing about tattoos.
True.
I do know what I like, though, and like you said, there are some. I like Mark Anthony has a whole sleeve that I like that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's got to be the person.
Maybe it's the person.
Yep.
Maybe it's the person. Well, Christina, that is all. That is all for the week. I don't want to spend any more time on that one. What else? Is there anything else going on in Christina Liberatore's life that's worth talking about?
may have an announcement coming up soon. No, I'm not preggo. I want to make sure. Oh, that would be exciting. That. Anytime a woman says she has a big announcement, I'm already married and I'm not having a baby. So everything will be finalized in the next week or two. So I may have a big announcement to tell everyone.
Very good. Exciting. Well, that's good. We'll be waiting for that, hopefully next week. And until then, I guess this is Access Bodybuilding for the week. You can talk to Christina Liberatore at...
Christina@rxmuscle.com or @Christina Voynich or Muscle Girls Inc. Any questions for Muscle Girls? MuscleGirlsInc@rxmuscle.com.
And you can reach me, Aaron Singerman, @rxmuscle.com. My voice is going out. That means the show's over. Bye, guys. Bye, Christina. Talk to you next week.
Peace out. I get a good feeling.